Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
What's going on, everyone? Jetta Cameron, Jen Rich. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you off and rolling on this Tuesday morning. Well, an awful night last night. Brutal. 2-0 hole. Season on the brink. And season in deep, deep, deep trouble. Look, we'll talk about it all and take your reaction. You guys know the key elements. The top of the order struggling. The bullpen struggling. Rob Thompson's decisions. The bunt. The play. One that'll be remembered for all the wrong reasons, for many, many years. It's one of those plays that's going to go down in Philly's history as really an all-time negative. So we'll talk about it all and do it with you on the phone lines at 215-592-9494. Rich!
Good morning, John.
Good morning, John.
An all-time negative, that's an interesting way
it
to
is.
Put it. You're right.
It's
you're
up there.
Right.
It really
honeybees,
is.
You just need two words, the bunt. Like, we'll always say the bunt.
I think
you
so,
know?
Too.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah, I think so.
I don't understand the bunt. The fact that honeybees can fly, their bodies are gigantic, their wings are so tiny, but they can flap their wings 200 times a second, Joe.
Well, good for them. They should fly away and go to a different town. It's going to win a title in baseball this year. So, guys, let's get to it. Phones are right there for you. We're going to be really heavy on the phone line today. We want to hear from you early and often. You know, even our guests that are often football-related guests, we'll do baseball almost exclusively. And that's with all due respect to the Eagles, but this is a Phillies day, obviously. Look, let's get right to it. Last night really hurt a lot. It hurt the Phillies' chances dramatically. It hurt all of us emotionally dramatically. You know, I've seen enough sports to know that there's a thin margin between victory and defeat in the postseason. And that is most especially true in the sport of baseball. You know, football and basketball, you can kind of romp your way to a title. You can just be the superior team and just do it. Baseball is the sport. I've seen it both ways when you win and you lose. It really comes down to two things: the execution of the players and the excellence or lack thereof of the manager's decisions. The execution of the players in every way: hitting, pitching, base running, situational awareness, et cetera, and the managerial decisions one way or the other. And those two areas, player execution and managerial excellence or otherwise, is where this team is lagging dramatically and why their season's about to be over. And obviously, I think almost all of us, maybe all of us, I'll say me, would say there was the two most important plays of the game were Trey throwing wide on a play at the plate where that runner really could have been out. That really, 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 really freaking hurt.
Yeah.
And obviously,
fielder's choice and our fielder sucked.
Yeah, no, that really, really, really hurt. And the bunt, which should not have happened. I understand why Castellanos is kept in the game. I think that's the right decision. The Bader thing, look, we didn't know how bad the Bader thing was till you see him run. Obviously, he can't run. I got basically no hope that he's going to be able to play in game three as a starter. So you save Bader's stick for a big spot to bat. That was a good decision. But you have to have someone to run for him. And you have to have someone to play defense for him. So I stand by keeping Castellanos in the game. I think it was the right call. I know they're saying some saying put Marchand in there to pinch run. I don't need that.
Castellanos can get a better lead. He can get a better.
He can, but you know what?
Better job of
the issue is knowing that it's Castellanos is on second base and don't bunt. Like that's the issue.
That's it. Period. That's it.
It's inexcusable.
It is, right?
Egregious.
It is.
Preposterous. I'm running out of words to describe what Rob Thompson did
last
night.
No, listen, and it's probably going to cost him his job because now you even compound it with the Aaron Nola thing, game three, which we'll get to more as we move deeper into the show. But if you missed it, Topper announced after the game last night, Aaron Nola three, which is only acceptable if Ranger Suarez literally can't go. If Ranger pitches in game three, it is so freaking unacceptable that Aaron Nola gets a start instead of him. Now, we keep hearing he's available in game one. He's available in game two. Apparently now he's available in game three. If Ranger Suarez pitches in game three out of the bullpen, it'll be utterly unacceptable that Aaron Nola gets a start instead of Ranger. But I'll deal with that as we move through the show. We got time on that. Let's unpack last night. John, talk to me. I mean, this is probably going to cost Topper his job. It probably should. Obviously, the Turner-Schwarber-Bryce thing at the top is killing him. The bullpen is really hurting him. It's not as bad as it was last year in the postseason, but it freaking stinks again. And that's killing him. And Topper's decisions are killing him. And the bunt, look, there are certain plays in the history of the Phillies and Philadelphia sports that you always remember for the negative. And I'm telling you guys, the bunt, not because of the execution. It was a great bunt by Stott. I mean, could Cassie have gotten a better jump? Probably. But he's just slow. He wasn't going to get there. It is about the decision to have a player bunt with Castellanos in second base, which probably is going to ultimately doom this season.
So, especially a player who can handle the freaking bat.
Correct.
Like, it's not like someone who strikes out every time they get up there. Someone you think is just, like, he can handle the bat.
Yeah, might pull the ball and maybe move the runner, even make it
out.
Get
it over Freeman's head. Jump, give it in again, and then you're tied. Like,
you know,
John, talk to me.
The thing that's unbelievable is the manager who overtrusts people.
He does.
Did not trust Bryson Stott in the moment that mattered most in this game.
It's interesting.
Let him swing the damn bat. I mean, he's proven himself. It was he fixed it, whatever it was. And man, he's been there. He's done that. He has given us such a lift in the postseason. Let him swing the bat. I thought for sure we would bounce back in game two because that's what good teams do. But now I'm all but sure that we're not that. You know, thank you, Phillies, for that ninth inning. Thank you for that battle, but it wasn't enough.
You know, John,
according to Michael Barkan, we have an 8 or 9% chance
of
winning this series now historically when you're in this 2-game hole. But I saw some guys who fought last night. Luzardo fought.
Yep. Bader.
Luzardo was amazing. Bader again. He gets one chance. He's pinch hitting. One chance, cold. He's out there
I know.
And he makes it happen.
How
is it possible? You got Kepler, who's got extra base hits in both games.
Yeah.
How is it possible that our top three guys give us nothing? In both games, they've produced two singles or whatever. We're 2 for 21 or whatever it is.
I think it's 2 for 21.
It's pathetic, that production. I don't understand it. I thought it would be different this year because I thought everything was going to be tapered differently and they were going to time it up just right. Holy cow.
So the
problem is those guys are great regular seasoners, but that's not what we want. We want postseason assassins. Yeah. We want postseason players who make it happen when it matters the most.
And Bryce always
when the pressure's on.
And Bryce had been here, but he's been horrendous this postseason.
He has just been horrendous. In the past, Bryce was amazing.
He has just been flat out horrible
but
through these two games.
Same with Kyle Schwarber.
Schwarber's been terrible,
just
too.
Awesome regular season, but man, where is it? The numbers are... You look at the numbers. It's awful. I mean, Trey is batting 91 this series.
Yeah.
Bryce is batting 67. Kyle's batting zero.
Yeah. Look, if you
go hit, please.
Yeah. If you notice all season, after I initially termed them a great team, and then I realized no, not a great team. Even when they surged, I never went back to saying this is a great team. I never felt they were a great team. I never trusted the lineup. I never, 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 never trusted the lineup. And they are killing them again. And Rob Thompson, who I did come to trust, is once again causing October problems, and it's probably going to cost him the season. It's probably going to cost him his job. And it just, you know, you only get so many cracks at this. I saw it with Andy Reid. You only get so many cracks. And this was I know there's no Wheeler, and I know that's hurting, and I'm not pushing it aside, but this is a winnable series, and it just feels like the Phillies aren't great. The execution of the players and the manager's decisions are holding them back, and it's going to cost them another season. James, talk to us.
Yeah, like, look, and the Dodgers are good. Like, they're a good baseball team.
I think they are great.
I think they're great. They are a great team. And you know what? They're taking advantage of moments, and the Phillies aren't. The Phillies are playing dumb baseball, both managing and playing. I mean, the amount of, like, little mistakes. Like, Castellanos not throwing the ball to second last night. Like, so many little things that you see. And the most frustrating part is that it's happening exactly like everyone thought it would. Like, everyone came into this playoffs not trusting this team despite having a great regular season, man, 96 wins. They fought. They battled adversity after the Wheeler injury, like that Mariners series. After the Mets series, they came back and won like 12 of 15. Like, they are one of the great Phillies regular season teams of all time with 96 wins, as sad as that is. And then they get to the playoffs, and the freaking bats go cold, and the manager screws up, and the bullpen can't get it done. It's like we didn't even need the regular season. We could have put ourselves right back where we were last year and the year before, and that's what sucks so much about it, man.
Yeah, and look, they do have great starting pitching, and they've gotten pretty damn good starting pitching, but it's not enough. Rhea, talk to us.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know why it's not
outside of Cleveland.
You know,
think of the Browns, outside of
Browns. You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The thing that gets me about this is that the way he has managed this series has not been managing for the game. He managed the bullpen in game one, looking ahead to game two, which was a disgrace. Then you get to last. I'm going, if your decision is you're going to bunt there, then you can't worry about that. You got to pinch hit for Bader. You've got to pinch run. I mean, pinch run. You have to pinch run for Castellanos there. You cannot bunt with his legs on second base.
Well, I will agree with that, but I'll say this. I just don't bunt.
That's what I said. The decision's outrageous.
Yeah, because I do want to use Bader's stick. He obviously couldn't run. He just couldn't run, which, by the way, is
and
horrible
for game
three.
He got a hit. It was
three.
The right thing to he do. They hit. Put him up there. He got a hit.
Got a big hit. Got a big hit.
And obviously, if you don't bunt. And that's the thing with the bunt, too. Think about the bunt this way. Like, it's the worst possible thing that can happen is your runner on first with one out. Yeah. Even if Stock gets out, Cassie's still on second base.
Right.
Like,
and by the way, let's not let Orion Kirkren and Strom off the hook.
I know. Kirkren, though, if Trey Turner and JT Romuto make a play, Kirkren's out of that inning. I agree with you. Kirkren fell apart at the end, but like they didn't help him, man. Kirkren had a shot to get out
he
of that.
Did. And
got that big strikeout. Like he had it.
Yeah. And look, we've talked about Trey's defense for a couple years, and there it was. That wasn't a range issue, although those issues have cropped up this October. But that play was a defensive play to be made. I think an average defensive shortstop throws a better ball. The player's out. You might get out of the whole freaking inning. You might win the game and be tied 1-1. I mean, it was a decision that they made to stick with Trey for shortstop for the season. Well, no, we got a big contract. We're not going to move him. I don't think they even really considered it. Here it is, Crucible of October. I thought it was one of the two biggest plays of the game. Bang! Trey's defense kills him. I mean, as James said, so much of this, so predictable. The hitters, the bullpen, Trey's defense, Rob Thompson. 215-592-9494. Your phone calls. It hurts emotionally. There's also a lot to dissect. Do it with us. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie. Talk to us. It hurts, man. Really does. on 94 WIP. Let me tell you about FanDuel Sportsbook in partnership with Valley Forge Casino as they get you ready for kickoff for the next football game in Philadelphia sports, which will be, believe it or not, tomorrow night. Philadelphia and New York Thursday night football. You know, new customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, $300 in bonus bets with just a $5 bet if you win that first bet. So find the bet or bets that works for you and lock it in at FanDuel.com/hammer. Obviously, you can also apply it to tomorrow night's game three, Philadelphia and L.A. From a baseball standpoint. So both sports, both teams tomorrow. One team looks like they're going to play for about another 4 months. The other team looks like they're going to play for somewhere in 4 to 2 days. Brutal. FanDuel.com/hammer. That's the website. Lock it in. FanDuel.com/hammer.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.